This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So the insane left has reached a whole new level of just utter stupidity and insanity. You can't believe it. So after the UC Berkeley left-wing riots and violence and assaults that were staged against Milo Yiannopoulos, now Robert Reich, who apparently is a Berkeley alumni, he goes on CNN and he tells CNN's Don Lemon that those people, the ones committing the violence, were right-wingers with ties to Breitbart. He's blaming the attacks on Milo. Just to be clear, these people were trying to murder Milo. They were trying to strangle him. They assaulted the building in almost like a gang warfare style. They set fires. They threw flares and smoke bombs. They pepper sprayed innocent women. They beat women with flagpoles. They bashed men on the heads with barricades and caused their skulls to bleed. These are violent left-wingers. This is the new domestic terrorism of the left. And those on the left who are watching this, who are commentators like Reich and CNN, they are so delusional. They are in such a fairy tale la-la land. They cannot even acknowledge, they can't even mentally grasp the fact that the left is unhinged, mentally ill, violent, and really has now completely devolved into domestic terrorism. So they blame the right. So get this. I mean, here it is. Milo Yiannopoulos, a gay conservative activist, he wants to come to campus and speak with words. He doesn't come to campus and say he's going to assault people with machetes, right? He doesn't say we're going to bring an army of men with AR-15s and open fire on campus. No, he says, I'm going to come to campus and speak with words and discuss ideas using free speech. And that alone so outrages or enrages the radical left that they have to stage violence against him, where they beat and assault women and men, and they set fires, and they engage in arson and looting and property destruction, multiple felony crimes. And when all that happens, they blame Milo. They blame Milo. The mayor of Berkeley blamed Milo and said something, I'm paraphrasing, something along the lines of, well, of course these people had to react because Milo is full of hate. Do you see the unbelievable Orwellian twisted logic of the left now? All of their violence and intolerance is now justified in their minds, because whoever wants to speak to them with whom they don't agree, that person is so hateful and intolerant that it's justified to kill them and beat people and set fires. This is the new left. And you know it's the left. You know this is the official mental illness of the left, because there isn't a single leader on the political left that has condemned this. Not a single one. There isn't a single journalist on CNN that has condemned this. There isn't a single Nancy Pelosi type of figure who has condemned this. Obama won't condemn it. He says, do more. Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's running mate, says we have to fight in the streets. The left believes that this is their next way to victory somehow, as if running around just committing horrific violent crimes and acts of domestic terrorism is somehow going to win them favor. And so they blame Milo. It's incredible. I mean, it's enough to make you pull your hair out. And I saw a video from Alex Jones last night where he just lost it on camera. He was cursing. He was dropping F-bombs left and right. I've never seen Alex so outraged before. he was completely unhinged. I mean, talk about profanity. And it's because he's reacting to this total insanity on the left. And so I sort of get it. I get the outrage as we're all observing this, and we're seeing the terrorism now being carried out by radical leftists. We're seeing their violence and their mental illness on display almost every day now. And they blame right wingers? I think it was Joel Pollack at Breitbart who correctly said that basically the alt-left is the new KKK, and we should treat them accordingly. They are the ones who want to run around lynching up conservatives, lynching people they don't like, and judging people based on the color of their skin, where whites are now the new enemy of the left, and all murder and violence against white people is completely justified on the left. You had this Black Lives Matter activist, a woman who's a school teacher, on a megaphone saying it's time to start killing people and talking about killing the White House and murdering the White House, I guess because it's white, and taking all the money from white people for reparations. And it's all acceptable talk now because it's being encouraged. Even Robert De Niro goes out there now and says about Trump, you have to bully him back. Robert De Niro is encouraging this kind of left-wing violence. Oh, and by the way, the police in Berkeley were told to stand down. That's another report that's coming out. All the police were sitting around twiddling their thumbs. There wasn't a single arrest, I believe, or there might have been one. But there should have been mass arrests. Yet, there were virtually no arrests because the police were told to stand down and allow this violent assault to happen. And these lawless leftists are also fans of so-called sanctuary cities, which is really, it's an admission that you, as a governor, let's say, or a mayor, you know, whether you're doing a sanctuary state or a sanctuary city, that you are going to aid and abet criminal felons, which is itself a crime, by the way. And so, if you look at the insanity that's happening here, and now Robert Reich to go on CNN and basically don a tinfoil hat and say that these left-wing terrorists are working for Milo? Is he out of his freaking mind? Has he joined the mentally ill, unhinged left at this point? The answer is yes, of course. Of course he's mentally ill. They all are at this point. I'm seriously wondering, and I'm half joking about this, is there some kind of odd, like, Batman villain broadcast frequency in California that's, like, beaming insanity into the heads of all these morons now? Are they all being poisoned in some way? Because they're insane. They're actually literally insane. Like, they need to be rounded up and put into psychiatric treatment. I mean, they're a danger to society and a danger to themselves. They are freaking insane. There's no debate here. It's not an argument about facts. When you talk about the facts, the left loses every time. They have no facts. They have delusions. They have emotional stories. They have, you know, false narratives, and they have conspiracy theories like, oh, Milo hired, I guess, people to try to kill him. This is absurd. I mean, if you listen to Milo describe the story, it was actually a pretty close call. He's got ex-Navy SEALs as part of his security detail, and they had to rush him through the basement to a car. And for some reason, that they didn't make it to one car, and they had to rush to another car. And they barely got him out of there alive, believe it or not. I mean, this crowd was trying to murder him. That's what the left has now endorsed. That's what all of the CNN and Robert De Niro and Sarah Silverman and Madonna and Ashley Judd, they are condoning and encouraging murder. Murder of people whose speech they don't like. So when Milo comes in and starts opening his mouth and just says he hates lesbians, that lesbianism, you know, or feminism, as he says it, is a giant con. And, you know, he just goes on and sort of, yeah, he provokes them. That's part of his persona. He provokes them. So what? They want to murder him as a result. And they want to use, they want to condone all of this violence as being completely acceptable because they are tolerant. You see, oh, they are compassionate. Somehow you have to sort of, in their minds, you have to assault people to really display your tolerance, you see. So tolerance means to them, I guess, a megaphone in one hand and a machete in the other. You know, tolerance is firebombing the speech venues of people that you disagree with. That's tolerance, you see. Which, you know, gets to the meme that I've released. I've released this meme on Natural News that describes the philosophy of the unhinged, mentally ill left. And that meme says, hatred is tolerance. You know, this is an Orwellian retranslation here in modern times. Hatred is tolerance. Obedience is, conformity is diversity. I added that obedience is achievement. But also another one is consensus is fact. So to the left, they believe that if enough people agree on all the same lies, then suddenly they become facts. So if enough people on the left speak out and say murder white people and kill males and assault Trump supporters and attack patriots and attack people who love the founding fathers, then that makes it okay in their minds. And now they're all universally tolerant. As they bludgeon you with a baseball bat and stomp on your face with their boots and beat white people, drag them out of the cars and bash in their teeth and beat them. It's all in the name of tolerance, you see. Tolerance of the left. Because they're the only ones who have compassion. So much compassion that they want to bring in all the terrorists, Muslims, who attack women in their own countries, who demean women, and who execute gays. That's the new tolerance of the left. Yes, we must have open borders because to conduct background checks on possible terrorists would be intolerant. This is the same left that wants to conduct background checks on Americans who want to purchase a gun, but they don't want any background checks on terrorists who want to cross the border. You see, there's not even any point anymore in trying to reason with people on the left. They've abandoned logic. They've abandoned reason. They are mentally ill. There's something wrong with them. I mean, perhaps chemically, there's something really, really wrong with these people. And I've said this before, they have no place in a free society. We're almost to the point, and I mean this quite literally, where we need to take these people who work for CNN, many of these journo terrorists out there, we need to take these people, literally, those who are calling for violence and promoting violence or staging violence, we need to literally arrest them, revoke their citizenship, and ship them off to some other country. Some other country that wants to take them. Like, I don't know, North Korea? Maybe they can join a gulag slave labor camp there and experience the true meaning of radical leftism. Progressivism. With chains around your ankles as you work for Kim Jong-un. On your chain gang slave labor brigade. Yes, you can celebrate liberalism in North Korea. You know, these people are literally insane. So something is going to happen. This is all going to come to a crescendo at some point here. Because this, what we are witnessing cannot be sustained. Eventually, by the way, people on the right, Trump supporters, or perhaps Milo's security team, eventually somebody's going to end up shooting back in self-defense. And there's going to be a lot of dead leftists on the scene. And what do you think was going to happen then? Oh, then CNN and people like Robert Reich and so on goes, oh my God, a massacre of peaceful protesters. Yeah, they're going to call it a massacre of peaceful protesters. So even when you act in your own self-defense and shoot aggressors who are trying to murder you, you're going to be blamed. So according to the left, it's always Milo's fault. Just the fact that violence is being committed by leftists is Milo's fault. And then if Milo defends himself and shoots back, that's also Milo's fault. In other words, according to the left, there is no justification for any action on the part of Milo, because his speech is it's so hateful and intolerant and so unacceptable in our safe community of conformity and left-wing obedience to our ideals of progressivism and measured violence against those with which we disagree because we honor free speech. I mean, they're just freaking insane. It's hard not to use profanity. I get it that Alex Jones is just screaming F-bombs at the camera. That's how I kind of feel, too. It's like, what? What? You know, Paul Joseph Watson, he's been putting out some great videos lately. You got to watch him. Paul Joseph Watson, editor of PrisonPlanet.com. Just great videos. Amazing. It's all of us are like pulling our hair out going, what the are you serious? This is the left. This is what they have come to. Oh my God. Where do you go from here? It's like you hope that maybe they all just agree to just leave the country. We wish they all would have gone to Canada, frankly, but Canada won't even take them because Canada has immigration control. Imagine that. Canada just rejects them all. It's like, we don't want you freaking lunatics. You Hollywood lunatics. We don't want you in Canada. Canada is a country of like mostly polite people, mostly reasonable people. Canada is actually, Canada looks at the United States like, you people are freaking crazy. And that includes Hollywood and the radical leftists. So, you know, where is this going? It's going to Crazyville. That's where it's going. You know, the train to Crazyville has left the station and you're on it. And you can't get off. And it's going faster and faster and faster, clickety clacks down the tracks, headed into like a giant Crazyville brick wall or something. This is going to implode or explode at some point. I mean, this is going to, you just wait until people with concealed carry weapons start shooting back in self-defense. And there's a bunch of dead radical leftists on the streets. Oh, yeah. You just wait for that to happen, especially if one of them happens to be black. Oh, my God. Oh, every major city in America is going to erupt with unhinged, mentally ill, just violence. And people are just going to burn the crap out of their own city. They're going to, like, trash every Starbucks they can find for some reason, even though Starbucks is liberal. They always love to destroy a Starbucks. I don't know why. I guess because it's there and they're mindless. They're just rampaging lunatics. They're just destroying everything in sight. Happens to be a Starbucks there. They're just going to burn down their own cities. And you know, when that happens, some people on the right might say, let them. You know, just sort of declare martial law, like build a barricade around these cities and just let them. You know, I say that a little bit in jest. I don't personally think that's great because there's a lot of innocent people in the city that you have to protect. But as a kind of a cartoon response to this, some people would say, yeah, let them burn down their own cities. Even though it's not such a good idea. But what are you going to do? It's like, maybe you should just build a wall around Los Angeles and just reenact that whole Kurt Russell movie, Escape from LA. You know, what can you do with these people? They're insane. And yet they vote. Oh my God, they vote. They vote more than once, most of them, and they're completely unhinged. So get ready. The train to Crazyville is going. You and I are unfortunately stuck on that train. And society is, as we know it, is coming to a very violent and insane crescendo of mad events. And the left is not backing down. They're doubling down on their own mental illness and insanity. They're doubling down on all the accusations against people like Milo and their assaults on President Trump. They're doubling down on the madness, and they love to be violent, and they love to beat people, and they love to strangle people, and they hate America, and they hate law, and they hate the police, and they hate the Founding Fathers, and they hate people who are Second Amendment supporters. So it's not too hard to project where this is going. Basically, a civil war looks very likely or increasingly likely in the near future. Not everywhere, but especially in the cities. So, going to be some cities burning in America. You better get ready for it, because the left is totally insane. And if we could maybe make actual progress in society, we would literally arrest and deport these left-wing insane people. Again, I'm trying not to use profanity here. Just get them out of the country. If they don't love America, leave America. Like, make them leave. You know what? You get caught burning an American flag? Yeah. You're on your way to Venezuela. Have fun in the food lines. Yep. We'll send you to Cuba. You can drive Cuban cars. They're built in the 60s, and it's like a Fred Flintstone vehicle. You basically, there's a hole in the floor, and you move it along with your feet. You know, have fun with that. Yeah. You think America's bad? Yeah. Wait till you try out, North Korea or communist China. Mm-hmm. You can have your organs harvested by the police state regime. Yeah. Yeah. Good. That's probably what a lot of these leftists deserve, frankly. So we'll see. All right, folks, stay informed. It's going to get crazy. Check out Trump.news. For daily updates, actually multiple times throughout the day at Trump.news. And also check out my podcast at HealthRangerReport.com. Take care. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.